Hey there, I am so glad that you're here. You have landed on this result from the quiz, and I want to say something first before anything else. You've actually done the work. You're not starting from nothing. You've got a page somewhere, a form somewhere else. You're probably using some email tool, a way to take payment. You have real pieces, and you're the one who probably built them. So this isn't a, you don't have enough conversation. It's something completely different. Here's what's actually going on. It's not that you don't have nothing, like I said. It's that none of those pieces are talking to each other, which means right now the only thing connecting all of it is you. So you're probably the one copying a name from one platform to another. You might be the one who has to remember the step that doesn't happen automatically. You're the one that is quietly kind of patching that gap by hand, probably every day, because if you don't, then the whole thing kind of stalls. And you have accidentally become that integration tool that nobody built. So let's talk about what's happening, what I would connect first, and how to actually start getting your tools talking to each other so that you can stop being that glue that's holding it all together. So why is it still on you? It comes down to this. When tools aren't connected, every handoff between them becomes a little task that only you can do if they're not integrated. And it has to happen every single time. And it lives nowhere except for in your head. So someone pays and you go and send a welcome email. Someone books and you go and add, that to your calendar. Someone signs up and you go move them from one list to the other. None of that is hard by itself, but it just never stops and it never happens without you sitting there and actually doing it. So that's the real reason that you can't, take off a day or it's not that the business needs you to work, it's that the business needs you to be the connector. And right now, you're the one wiring it all together. So here's where I'd start. Not all of it, just one connection. Think about which handoff hurts the most. Like which one is eating the most of your time right now, or the one where stuff slips through the cracks when you're busy. For a lot of people, it's the moment someone actually pays. And then you've got to go manually send them the welcome, the access, or whatever it is that's next. So that's the one that I would fix first. Get it so that the payment automatically triggers that welcome without you touching it. That single connection tends to buy back more peace than anything else, mostly because it's happening at the exact moment you most want to look completely put together. And you want that person to feel confident in what they just purchased and excited. And you just don't want to be copying and pasting it all the time to do that. So, as far as actually doing this, you don't have to rebuild your entire setup. You just need to close the gaps that exist. The way that I would approach this is map out your path that a client takes from start to finish, from being a total stranger to a paid client. And then look for the spots where something has to leave one tool and land into another. And right now, again, you're probably the one that's carrying it across that. So the gaps that I would close are the ones where one tool has to speak to another. If you can have it all in one tool, that's great. If you can use something like Zapier, if you don't know what that is, email me, but or Google it, but you can use something like Zapier to connect that gap together. But there's tools that you already probably have sitting there that could be used. And honestly, if you're tired of duct taping these connectors together every single time something new comes up, that's exactly where having, like I said, one platform just kind of handles that whole path start to finish. And it makes a lot of sense for most people, because then there's nothing really left to have to connect and use like third-party tools. So here's what I really want you to walk away with today. You're not behind. You are not disorganized. You've built more than you're probably giving yourself credit for. So give yourself a little bit of credit first, and then you can start to make these connections. You have done a lot by hand right now, and the one job that software is actually really good at is connecting things. So the fix is that you can rely on a different software, or maybe the one you already have, to make the effort less on your part and more on what the software can handle. It's just letting those final pieces kind of work as one instead of you be the one to make it all work together. So I put together a quick scorecard just to help you spot where that weakest link might be. Again, helping you figure out, okay, what's the first connection that is worth making? And it's right below this audio, or it's also in the email that you got when you first did the quiz. So go back there, check out that resource. And whenever you're ready to get everything connected, obviously, if you want to go ahead and build that, that's awesome. If you want some handholding and build it together, I have a program called the Foundation where we build your entire setup alongside each other. So let me know if that might be a helpful addition, just to have, again, someone in your back pocket and walking you through it online together. But either way, it's time for you to stop being like the thing that's connecting everything together, because there is better things for your time to be spent on, and there are great tools to be able to take over what you've been doing. So get building, let me know if I can help, and I will talk to you soon.